Hi, welcome to Ignite Your Passion with me, Bonnie Lang. Thanks so much for listening to my podcast. I've been interviewing people and sharing tips that I've learned along the way, and it's hard to believe I've been doing this since last October. And I'm super excited to say I'm celebrating my 50th episode. Along this journey, I've had opportunities that I have never imagined, and I've met so many different people with different journeys. This is a new passion I really enjoy. And along this podcast journey, I've also found acting. I had a small part as an extra and got such positive feedback and encouragement, and it was just so much fun meeting and working with actors, directors, and filmmakers. I decided to contact a talent agency, so I kind of just jumped in. I had to do an in-person evaluation to determine if I was a fit, and I passed the evaluation. Then the next step was to take auditioning classes, which lasted a month. I memorized short scripts for commercials and had to perform them in front of the class. The goal was for me to memorize each script and be believable. My first attempt, I only had one day to rehearse. I thought I had the lines down, but during the audition class, I got nervous and completely forgot the lines. Throughout the next week, I drove my spouse insane, and he began repeating some of the lines himself. When I returned to class the following week, I took a deep breath, looked into the camera, and got into my character role. It wasn't perfect the first time, but after my instructor made some recommendations, I repeated the script again, and it was so much better. It was such a wonderful experience meeting fellow actors and learning so much. I made it through the class, but now the final moment was to schedule an audition and to determine if I'd get hired. I scheduled an appointment, and unfortunately, at the last minute, it had to be rescheduled. I was ready to move forward, but had to wait until the following week. A week went by, and I was ready for my interview. I was nervous, but I knew each script so well since I had went over them at least once every day. But when the camera turned on, my nerves rose again. I got through the first script, then moved on to the second. I was evaluated once more and was asked to repeat the scripts, but with a different emotion. I ended up getting hired on. I was so excited, but I was even more excited when my first job came for the Kickapoo Lucky Eagle Casino in Eagle Pass. I prepared, ironed, and packed multiple clothes for different scenes, and the day finally came. My first stop was for lunch at a Taco Bell / Kentucky Fried Chicken. As I sat down to eat my two tacos and bean burrito, a framed wall hanging from Colonel Sanders read, "At 65 years young, I created my secret recipe. Getting there wasn't all gravy." That to me was just a reminder that it's never too late to catch your dream or do what you love. I then jumped in my vehicle and headed towards Eagle Pass. I listened to an inspiring podcast on my drive, and as I drove through the town of Uvalde, I saw numerous marquee signs that read, "Uvalde Strong," and "Please pray for us and our families." I couldn't help crying while I said prayers for them and their families, those innocent children that will never get the chance to chase their dreams. It's a reminder how each and every one of our lives can change in one day. I make it to Eagle Pass and pull into the casino. I unload 20 items plus a suitcase. Let's say I was more than prepared. I checked into the hotel and grabbed dinner at Azul with one of the members of our cast. I enjoyed my dish, which was shrimp with pesto, and called it an early night since we had to be ready at 8 in the morning. I tossed and turned all night, afraid I wasn't going to wake up on time, but I did. My morning shower woke me up for sure since it was ice cold. It just needed a little time to warm up, I later realized. I walked into the main lobby where we shot our first scene, checking in as a couple with my pretend spouse. The scene was shot a handful of times, along with other couples. We were filmed playing slot machines, where we really won, filmed eating dinner, and we did so many other scenes, including hanging out in a suite. We kept shooting until 9:30 that night, but had breaks in between. It was such a fun day, but exhausting. I did decide to play a slot machine at the end of the night from the $20 the casino gives you when you sign up for their rewards. I played one machine for about 3 spins and went to another and won $60. I was super excited about my win, but I stopped because I had to be up early again for our next day of filming. Thursday begins with the scene having lunch, playing slots, a dance party, and having drinks at the bar. We would still have several breaks between each scene, which allowed the camera crew time to break down and set up. It was such an incredible experience to be part of. I'm ready to move forward and can't wait until my next opportunity. This is all part of the small steps in this journey. This is only part of my dream, along with my music and this podcast. Are you taking steps toward your dream, or are you still thinking about it? In so many episodes, the common theme I hear is to just jump in. Are you jumping in? With so many resources available, YouTube, podcasts, and books, what can you do to take that next step or to get started? I'd love to hear from you. Be sure to check out my previous episodes. They are absolutely incredible. If you're enjoying these episodes, share them with a friend. If you have any topics you want me to discuss, please send me a message at bonnie@bonnielang.com. As always, peace, love, happiness, and hugs to you. And don't forget to subscribe.